This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
BJ and Jamie.
I think there's something about this show that a lot of people don't know.
What's that?
Well, you know that Carson's about to turn 40.
On Sunday.
Did you know? Now listen, everybody. Did you know that Carson is the oldest person on our show?
I know.
He'll turn 40 on Sunday.
49.
40 on Sunday. He is the oldest person on our show. Mm-hmm. Jamie's 38. I'm 39.
Right.
Spadil is 30. What are you, Spadil? 30?
35.
35.
Yeah.
Right, there you go. But then a lot of people don't realize that.
He is the oldest on our show.
The oldest on our show. Spread the word.
Yeah.
Spread the word.
But because he goes to facial aesthetics, he looks amazing.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He has the same plastic surgeon as Ryan Seacrest. Jamie and I can't afford it.
No.
Right. Or we'd do it too. Right? Yeah. So, little Debbie, 3 today.
Today.
Yep.
Man, what a birthday weekend you got going.
I know. Yeah. Friday is today is her birthday, and Sunday you turn 40.
It's crazy.
And ever since little Debbie was 6 months old, she's been screaming for a hockey party. And finally, this year, she's going to get one.
Yeah. Thank God.
Thanks to Dad. Thanks to Dad.
Her first hat trick. It's going to be amazing.
Yep, the hat trick party. And I just saw the birthday cake, and... Yeah. You guessed it, friends. It's a hat.
Yeah. Big old hockey puck.
It's got 3 candles in it.
Every little girl loves it. Every little girl loves it.
We got our little knee hockey ice rink that we're going to set up. In the little clubhouse that we're doing it.
And you got her little skates, right?
I got her some roller skates.
What a birthday.
Oh, my gosh. I know, like, most 3-year-old little girls, they forget Princess. Oh, yeah. Forget My Little Pony. You know what? I want skates, and I want a hat trick party.
A lot of times, a parent, like Carson, for example, they will, because they've never had kids before and the first kid, a lot of times you'll gear a party to something you like, but not Carson. No, he didn't gear it towards something he likes. He knows his daughter loves hockey. It's all about satisfying her.
And she knows all about hat tricks.
Yes, she does.
At 3, she's like, oh, yeah, the hat trick thing. I get it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it all comes together.
And it's funny because I was thinking about this because for my son, I was thinking, what was my son's 3rd birthday? Well, it was, he loved trucks, and he loved land movers and all that. So we got him that cake that looks like dirt, right, with the land movers and all that.
Yeah.
But we also had pony rides, and I was thinking if it would have been BJ's house, we would have given all the kids whips and put little numbers on the side, and they would have been racing down the street.
Race the ponies, man. Horse racing. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a great opportunity, and I missed it.
I know.
Yeah.
And don't forget, if Schmidl had kids, he would do the blow-up pinata. Blow up doll pinata for all the kids.
That'd be so much fun.
Everyone has fun with blow up dolls, man.
Yeah,
everybody does.
Kids love that.
Yeah, 3 years old.
Yeah. Mm,
what a day. What a day.
Magical year.
Yeah. Do you have like face painters or no? They're actually making hats, right?
We are going to have a hat making station so the kids can make hats.
3 years old.
That's going to be like their party favor, you know?
They're making hats like with iron-ons.
And stuff. Wow.
Yeah.
Because
it's
a hat trick, because they throw the hats on the ice.
Well, I know, the hats on the ice,
oh,
I get
on.
It. But
no kid wants a trucker hat?
No.
No.
No, they don't.
A three-year-old doesn't even know what a trucker hat is.
No.
No, I meant like the older kids that are going to be there. They don't want a hat.
It's not about your daughter.
Carson, if you have older kids there, they're going to walk away thinking you're weird. Because they're going to figure out that this is crazy. This is weird. You don't want older kids there. They'll figure you out, dude.
They're going to be like, I got to customize my own hat. This is super cool. Rather than get like a gift bag or something.
Oh, yeah. Everybody hates a gift bag.
Yeah. With bubbles or something like that
and
in
candy
there.
Candy and all
they
this.
Hate
no,
that.
I hate gift bags.
Oh, I'd much rather walk out of there with a paper hat.
It'll be fine.
Unbelievable. Yeah. But it is a blowout at your house. I mean, it's kind of cool that, you know, your birthday's on Easter Sunday. Hers is Good Friday. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is going to be a fun weekend.
It's going to be a good weekend.
It's going to be very busy.
And the Avs play tomorrow night. So
oh, yeah.
Get
thank
that
God.
Stuck in the middle right there.
Okay.
Yeah, the Avs play. Yeah, okay.
It's a playoffs, man.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Oh, my God. All right.
Have a great birthday weekend, man. Great birthday weekend.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. Hurry up, Pink.
Okay.
Hurry up.
All right.
I want to go to Dan DeRue. He's live.
He's walking on I-70.
Yeah, he's up, where is it? Georgetown?
Yeah,
I think so.
Georgetown on I-70 westbound.
Sean. There's Sean. Sean, nice to see you, buddy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
How are you? You said that, you work up at Loveland.
I work at Loveland, yes.
At Ski Resort. What do you do up there?
I work in the cafeteria.
Okay, very good.
Cashier.
And then where do you live?
I live in this car.
And you live in this car, so you're just kind of living an adventure right now.
Yep.
What?
So how come you're heading up? Shouldn't you be at Loveland right now?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be there at 6 a.m., but they closed the highway at 5.
Yeah, yes, they did. So you already called ahead, told your boss it's going to be a little late.
They usually know when the highway's closed. They know what's going
on. I-70 is closed from Georgetown to Silverthorne.
Yeah. So you just been sitting in the number one lane.
And Dan DeRue is literally walking up and down talking to people in their cars.
That's pretty cool, though.
It is.
This is good radio.
I've been watching YouTube on my phone in the bed.
And we're stealing it.
And that's about it. And you really do live in here. This is like an adventure you're living in for a couple years, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do with the rest of your life?
I have no clue.
You know what? It's a big club. Don't feel bad. You got plenty of time to figure it out.
I got a question here.
Yeah, sure.
If he's living in that car, why is he driving to work? Why not just live in the parking lot?
Oh, yeah, in Loveland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You drive all the way back down here to just live in your car?
Yeah, well,
he's lying.
Well, I don't know if he's lying.
Maybe he was on an adventure.
I'm going to get some laps in.
All right, Sean. You're a good man. Drive careful. You got the right vehicle.
Yep.
And they say, now that's smart.
Grab that mic for me in case he drives away.
Yes.
Grab
Cody
the mic before he drives
says,
away.
he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, that place is just bumper to bumper.
It is I-70, Georgetown to Silverthorne, completely stopped for the Easter weekend skiing extravaganza.
This is 25 miles of bumper to bumper.
Yeah.
Nobody moving.
He's been there since 5 a.m. It's been closed.
I don't know when they're going to move.
I don't either.
I mean, they've got to try to get this thing open sometime this morning, you would think, but the snow's going to be hanging around for a while. Now they're going to Morrison.
Open the highway. Here's where it's closed, much closer to town.
Yeah, as we mentioned, CDOT shutting down westbound I-70 here in the metro on the west side at C-470. This, of course, is a live look at that closure. So if you're heading up to do some spring skiing or boarding, you'll want to wait a little bit.
Yeah, hang around. Have another cup of coffee. Hang out with us this morning. We've got Fox 31's Carly Moore.
All right, so that's 259. Exit 259.
Drove up to that closure. It's a parking lot there on the west side of town, too, isn't it?
Yeah, especially by that mammoth lot, Janelle Drew, good morning, where a lot of people meet up and then head up to the mountains. That was kind of a mess. We were kind of in one of those side roads there. A lot of people were trying to get in, figure out what's going on. Are we heading up? Are we not? Are we going home? Take a look at the roads here this morning. This is actually eastbound I-70 as we approach exit 259. That's the Red Rocks Park exit. Again, eastbound I-70. This is the park that's open. I-70 westbound is what's shut down. I see some flashing lights up ahead, but we were told that there was a crash at 253. That's the Chief Hoza exit. We were told that there's a crash up there, so crews are working to get that fixed up and cleaned up as well. Not to mention that safety closure because of the snow is also what's causing.
And it's so weird because down here we're at DTC and it seems fine. Right?
It's not that big a snowstorm.
I know, and Chief Hoza is not that far away.
No. If you're Chief Hoza, you're hosed?
I guess so, yes.
As you're trying to head up to I-70 westbound, we've got...
All right, so there you go. You got closures everywhere.
Yeah, and there's even something going on in Aurora, but I don't know what that is.
C-470 and Morrison.
Yep.
I don't know what that's all about, though.
I don't either. It's weird. Yeah,
they didn't say it, did they?
No.
They just said it's closed. That's
but, I mean, it just looks perfect in the DTC area. We don't even have any snow or anything right now.
This is not like it's an 18-2-foot snow out there.
I know.
It's just... It's very minimal.
I know.
This is crazy.
I don't know what's happening. I just feel bad for everybody that flew in because I have friends that are flying in to go skiing, you know, for the Easter. They're taking off Monday.
Yeah.
It's a long Easter weekend, and they're screwed.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Now, so. I get the Georgetown thing because they're expecting 20 inches of snow up there.
Snow.
So that's a really nasty situation up there. But when you get down here to C-470 and I-70, that interchange, and then back at Morrison Road, I don't understand that one.
It doesn't
Although,
look yes.
I will tell you, driving in this morning, I drove through a blizzard. A blizzard.
No. A squall.
A squall.
It was a squall.
Sure was. Sure was. Yeah, it was.
You
it
had
was
to
pretty
be here
nasty.
Earlier.
Yeah. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Belco Studios right here in Denver. It's snowing in lots of parts of the city right now, and the snow is going to continue all day today into tomorrow. They say the heaviest accumulation tonight. Tonight into tomorrow morning. So wrecks the early part of the Easter weekend, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just a little bit anyway.
I'm looking at flights, too, and a lot of them, I'm just looking from Denver to Phoenix, for example. A lot of them are delayed for 2 hours and stuff. And I can't trust that because have you ever done that where, and we've talked about this, where you believe whatever the app says, right?
Yeah.
And then you all of a sudden, the next thing you know, it's like, we're boarding. It's like, wait, you just said it was 2 hour delay.
Yeah, you're right.
Actually, our last flight, so it got delayed a couple hours and then it got moved up. And then as we were on the way to the airport, it's like, oh, you're actually early.
I know. And so you have to go there. No matter if it says on the app that you're delayed 2 hours, you still have to go there like it's regular
like,
time.
I
just make it a point to show up. Whatever my ticket says that I bought, I'm going to get there. If it says delayed, I don't play that game.
No, I go. There.
I go. I know.
It says there's 530 delays right now at
right
DIA.
Now, and it's supposed to get worse throughout the day, right?
But only 9 cancellations.
Yeah,
so
it's going to get worse getting out of here.
Yay!
All right. Well, anyway, just you're
everybody
stuck.
Have a great weekend.
You're stuck. So I saw this story and I read it. It's Costco. It's Costco employees revealing what they hate most about its customers.
Oh, okay.
Things your customers do that they cannot stand. Did you know that when they move one of those pallets, you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
All right. When they move one of those pallets inside the store, they say they find hundreds of these little cups that these samples are given out
in. That makes sense.
That people grab the samples, go down the aisles,
and then
eat whatever, and you're right.
Yeah.
Throws it right behind the pallets. They hate that.
I can see that. Well, they don't keep put trash cans conveniently
exactly.
Everywhere.
What do you want us to do with it?
You either put it behind a pallet or you put it in your cart.
Guess what? Now, when I go to Costco, I'm doing that.
Now you know where to put it.
Yeah. Now I know it really gets on your nerves, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'm going to go ahead and grab with me one of those cups and boom, 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 right behind the pallet. The other thing that people do, and I do this, and I want to apologize to King Soopers and Safeway for this because I'm notoriously doing this. And it's not bringing the cart back, which I don't do that either. But
I can't believe you don't do that. It's so easy.
But
you remember, sorry to interrupt, but remember statistically, like you're an ass hat?
Yeah.
I almost said the other word.
Yeah.
D-bag.
Yeah.
Well, I usually get out of the parking lot.
That's even better. A D-bag.
Yeah. I usually get out of the parking lot before I'm spotted. So I figure that they don't know who left it. So
Ass square?
Right, that's yours.
I kind of just.
It's a good call though.
I said ass hat.
Yeah,
yeah.
See if you can come up with another slam for me.
Okay.
Yeah, Google or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Now, here's what they really hate. They say, and I do this, and I'm so sorry. Okay, that we take items off the shelf, we're going to buy, put them in our cart. We go down the aisle, go around a corner, and then there's a display of that item or item like that, different brand. Say it's ketchup, let's say. Okay, I grabbed the Heinz, got it in my bag. I go down there, and all of a sudden, whoa, look at this, on sale. I'll take that one and put it right back up there where the on sale items are.
Doesn't everybody do that?
Yeah.
I never go back to where the original Heinz ketchup was.
They say they spend so many hours every day, their employees, just correcting this thing that everybody does. And you're right. Everybody does it.
It's like when listen, this is on them, okay? They're the ones that put something cheaper down the next aisle.
You're right.
It's like the people that perfectly fold the shirts and you have to dig through the shirts, right? And then you feel bad that you just messed up all those shirts to get a medium.
No,
right?
You're right. It is kind of on them. I'm glad you said that, Jamie, because I'm not going to change my ways, okay? I will apologize for doing it in the past, but I'm going to do it in the future, too, because you're not going to go down four different aisles to go back and put that Heinz ketchup back.
And Kohl's for kids in the kids section is the worst. They have all those pants folded, and I have to dig through all of them and find the tag and find what size he is. And then, I'm sorry, I left them like that. I'm not going to sit there and while I have a little kid with me, fold them all perfectly back.
We don't have time for that. No.
Here's what the employees are also saying. Now, this is Costco along with other grocery stores. They would much rather, with the Heinz ketchup, that we'll stick with that, okay? Yep. They would much rather you grab the one that's on sale, put it in there with the Heinz, and then when you get to the counter, go ahead and give them the Heinz so they can take it back and replace it.
Okay.
Because when you stick it on a shelf, it's like an Easter egg, okay? Mm-hmm. They've got to go searching for it. They got to look for that stuff that's out of place. If you'll just take it to the counter and say, here, I don't want this one, I'm buying this one. They have no problem with that.
All right, good to know. All right, thank you
so
for that.
So from moving helpful forward, hint. That's yep. what we need all to right. do. To be nice people.
But I feel like we're helping them out. Like, this just keeps them busy. I would hate to be at work bored. Wouldn't you rather be doing something at work rather than just standing around?
You're a douche too, aren't you?
Yeah. That's like the guy who won't return his shopping carts because it gives people work. Yeah. Like, dude, just return your shopping cart.
Dude, you're saying the same thing I've said, Carson.
Yeah.
And you just called me names.
Well, now we can call him names.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Ass Square.
Yeah, he's a dingleberry. Yeah.
A dingleberry.
Yeah. Good one.
Much, Fidel.
Oh, my God. All right.
So take it up to the counter and just tell them, I'm done going to purchase this one, and then everybody's happy.
Good to know.
Okay.
Wow, that was very helpful.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well,
BJ and Jamie.
Our sports teams are in action this weekend. It's playoff time, and the Nuggets will be playing tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 down at Ball Arena.
Who are they playing?
The Clippers.
The Clippers, okay.
Yeah. Los Angeles. And then the Avalanche is in Dallas.
And they'll play
tomorrow
Dallas.
Night. Yeah,
yeah,
that's right. Game one also.
Big games.
Also, the auto show.
Wait, but how about the Rockies? You didn't mention them.
Oh, they have Washington. I think they're going to be really
snowed out tonight. Why didn't you mention the Rockies?
I'll do it. Starting tonight, big series taking place down at Coors Field.
Yeah.
You've got the Rockies taking on the Nationals.
Go Rockies! Woo!
Those Rockies are
hot
right now.
They actually have a chance
to
win, though. The Nationals suck, so, yeah.
Worse than us?
Worse than us, but enough that, they could maybe win a game.
Nobody's worse than us.
Exactly right.
You know what? It's a crown that we hang on to, and we're proud of it, too. You know?
Keep the tradition alive.
We are one of the few teams in the league that can have the crappiest record there is, and still 20,000 people show up at a snowstorm.
That is true.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it. We're very proud of this team. All right, and the auto show is in town.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, I did see this. Sublime was supposed to be tonight at Red Rocks, and I can't. Rescheduled
to Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. To Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Man, look at you guys. Look at you guys.
Yeah, we know stuff. Yeah. We know stuff.
Hey, Spadil, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you slap in there that Post Malone song real quick?
Slap in.
What?
I don't know. You just sounded real cool lately.
Oh, just slap it in there, man. Just whip
it's
it.
In there.
Yeah, just there you go.
You know why? Because it slaps.
What the hell am I doing today? Why am I the target of everything?
That's an actual term.
Yeah.
People say that slaps.
What's that mean?
It's cool. It's good.
It's cool. It hits hard.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah,
so I kind of.
That's what I said. You sounded cool.
Get out of here. All right. Let me slap you this one on you, too. Okay, here we go.
It's brand new. From Morgan Wallen and Post Malone. Yeah. It's I'm Never Coming Back.
I ain't coming back.
Fine, whatever.
And it slaps.
There you go.
This got released last night, I think it was, right?
Yeah, midnight or something.
All right. Enjoy.
BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on the Beaver 105.9.
Yeehaw! It's fine.
It's pretty country, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Wow. It's a whole lot of country.
All right. I like the words in it, though.
He's like Richard Petty or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he takes off like Richard Petty.
He likes Johnny Walker.
Yeah, Johnny Walker Black.
And he likes betting. He's a betting man.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Post Malone, and they can't do anything wrong, can they?
No, you're right.
Every song they put, that's catchy as hell. I mean, it really is. But everything they touch, man. Morgan Wallen, it's Post Malone, I think.
I'm sorry, who?
Post Malone. Oh, Posty.
Yeah,
see? Posty. Just working on the hip factor.
That Posty, he slaps us with a tune left and right every other week, it seems. He's solid.
He is solid, yep.
Yeah, it's about time for us to go home, folks.
They're going to pull the gates. We got to go. Hey, I will tell you this. It is weird because we can't figure out the weather, right? And we're just kind of, it's Friday. We're all goofy here. But it just stopped snowing, and DTC looks fine. But then they're showing live shots in Golden, and it is a blizzard.
It's white.
It is.
Just
it's
completely
bizarre.
White.
Yeah. So I don't get what's going on.
Now, we did confirm there's an accident on C-470 just, what would it be, north of Morrison, I think?
I don't know. She just said where the sheep are or something.
All right. Well, don't listen to us.
We don't know. Well, I follow Bailey Conifer 285 what I follow. And it said, hey, everybody, there's a huge accident before the sheep. I don't know where these sheep are.
I don't either.
Before the or if that's a restaurant. Before the sheep, it's a semi-truck trailer and a bunch of cars.
Nasty.
Where's the sheep?
I have no idea. I've never heard of the sheep back exit or whatever it's called. I have no idea. All right, there you go. All your information, all your pertinent information, right here on Beaver 105.9.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.